It was built on a Friday afternoon.
Right, absolutely.
This one, who needs these frickin' screws?
That's right.
Jim, you're on standing by to join us, certified financial planner and financial advisor. So, you know, point being here, you know, you might be looking at your kid, you know, sleeping on the couch, you know, covered in Cheeto dust. you're going, man, I wish they'd get something going in their life. I love them, but they're driving me crazy. Well, what about when the kids do leave the house and don't come back?
That's right.
Except on holidays and vacations and when they need money.
Empty nesters.
If you're an empty nester, right? So when you actually have an empty nest, what are you doing with your money? That's the whole point.
Right.
So let me get Jim in here. Jim, there's a lot of people listening right now who are going through this. There's people listening now, Jim, who are going, look, I may have a couple extra bucks here. Did they jump into the market with the market being as hot as it is?
Well, it's certainly a good time to hop in, because if those kids are finally out of the house and you've survived bankruptcy, you look down the road and you see retirement coming pretty darn quick. And so that's kind of your come-to-Jesus moment, and it's your catch-up years. So it is time to start putting money away as fast and furious as you can.
It sure is, and you got to meet with your financial planner to do that. But it's a really good thing to remember. Now, a lot of people have kids going off to college this year, or maybe they're going back and getting into their second or third year, and they may not have done that, but the kids are away from home, and if anything should happen to the child while they're away, what else can we do insofar as who's in charge if something should happen to them medically, or what happens with insurance, those types of things when the kids are away from home?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Jamie, because a lot of folks don't realize it, because we still think of our kids, no matter how old they are, as little kids.
Right.
But once they're 18, under the law, they're adults, and you're not entitled to an ounce of their medical information. So it's very important, as your kids turn 18, especially as they go off to college, you need to make sure you've got a couple documents in place, like a HIPAA release form. You get that signed, a medical power of attorney. That way, if, you know, you get a call that your kid's been rushed to the hospital, you can actually find out what's going on. We've had too many stories of parents driving hours to get to college knowing their kid was in the hospital but having no idea what was going on because medical personnel weren't allowed to tell them. So it's important to have that HIPAA release form and ideally a medical power of attorney in place.
And do you need an attorney for that, or is that something you can do in that wacky world to fill out your own forms online for $79?
Certainly the HIPAA release form, you don't need an attorney. You can probably get that ideally even from your college or the hospital that your child may be at, because the HIPAA release forms can vary a little by state. Medical power attorney, yes, you likely can get that online, but it's also something that's not a bad idea to just touch base with an attorney so you've got that ready to go in case something does happen to your kids.
Well, what happens with, can kids stay on your health insurance till they're 25, or do they have to get their own insurance before then?
That's a good question, Jane. Yes, they are allowed to stay on your insurance through age 25. So if your kids are...
Or does that mean even if they're working, or do they have to take the work insurance?
No, even if they're working. So even if they're...
Nice little scam there, Junior.
Yeah, it's quite the deal. But yeah, once they turn 26, though, they're done. So you got to look into some other options, either their new employer or their college or their, you know, the health exchange. But yeah, and then you need to make sure you get them off your plan, because if they're on their own, you certainly don't want to be paying any more than you have to on your plan.
So let's say you've got the last kid through college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're looking at, I'm just spitballing here, suddenly you got 25 grand you're not having to spend. I know the numbers are wildly higher, maybe a little lower than that. But just, you know, it's $25,000. Let's say maybe you net 10 out of that. I'm giving you $10,000 today, Jim. What do you do with it?
Well, the first thing I would tend to look at is what can you put into your 401k? So typically around that time that you're in that situation, Steve, you're probably getting close to that 50. So if you're age 50 or older, you're actually allowed to put extra money into your 401k. You can put an extra $7,500 there, a total of 30 grand. So that's the first thing I would look at, is that 401k or an IRA. And start saving money, because that retirement's coming up quickly. Another option may be, as you're approaching 50, is to take a look at, maybe if your house is in order financially speaking, this is a time maybe to start looking at purchasing some long-term care insurance, because it's going to be a lot cheaper if you can do it now than if you postpone to your maybe in your 60s.
And what about taxes? So tax season.
Don't pay them.
Yeah, well, if you are paying them.
Nick and I are leading a rebel cause.
Uh-huh. And you claim your kid on your taxes. Do you continue to claim the kid if they're going to come home to you?
Well, if you're providing more than half their care, then yes, you can continue to claim them. But typically, if they follow the desired route and they go off on their own and finally get that job, no, you're no longer allowed to claim them. And so you can see a tick up in your actual tax bill, which is not fun, but just another reason to start putting some money into your 401k. But because of that very point, that's a great time to go visit your tax advisor and your financial planner to figure out, okay, what's the new tax situation now that my tax deductions are out of the house? And I've got a little bit more time on my hands. I need to start saving some money for retirement. What are the financial implications, and how far behind am I for retirement? Those are the questions you need to start asking yourself.
Then there's no magic number for what you need for retirement. People ask that all the time. How much money do I need? Well, it depends on your life. It depends on where you are in life. It depends on your expenses. So when you go to a certified financial planner, what are the questions you ought to be asking?
Well, you ought to be asking, yes, am I on track or not on track?
Based on your life.
Based on your life, because you're exactly right, Steve. Someone may spend a lot more than other people, depending on your lifestyle. And what the first person may need, the next person may need a lot more of or a lot less of. And certainly the less you can spend in retirement, the earlier you may be able to retire and the longer that money is going to last and the more time you'll have to watch the Ocho.
Exactly right.
Well, let's say this. You spent all these years taking care of those kids. They're finally away, and all of a sudden you went, oops, my retirement plan doesn't look that hot. Is it ever too late to start?
No, it's not too late to start, but certainly the earlier the better. You know, the comment we get often is, gee, I wish I had met with a financial advisor earlier. No one ever says, gee, I came in a little too early, started saving too much. So you need to get on the ball pretty quickly.
How do people get a hold of you in particular in your business?
Well, our firm is Phase 3 Advisory Services. They can certainly find us at phase3advisory.com, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that they may have.
Phase3advisory.com. You got an email there, too?
Yep, we've got our email and phone number. They can get us right through there.
Jim Uren, U-R-E-N, correct?
Correct. Exactly right. You pronounce it correctly.
Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Jim's good. We should have him back.
He's great. Very clear and concise. Gives you a lot to think about, too.
Let's put him back on right now. We have more questions. At 6:45, he mentioned the Ocho. I do have a couple of other sports that I did not see this weekend. You guys tell me if you like any of these as we go into traffic.